From the heart of Europe to the world, RTI.
Welcome to Postcard from Poprad, boys and girls. It's a week of maniac World Cup fever. I can still see my mountains. I've just been talking to somebody about them and saying how beautiful they are. And apparently everywhere in the UK, they're flying flags, they're going bananas. Well, the things. There's even one for an iPhone now. God, sad stuff. It's Eric Wiltshire at the base of the Tatry Mountains in glorious Poprad in the heart of Slovakia, which is in the heart of Europe, of course, and sort of tagged on to the left-hand side of Europe. Well, they've got a little pipe that goes between them and the mainland. But it's just to stop it floating away, you understand. It's none other than Mr. Lee Banks in the UK.
How would you do?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I got told last night that I am very annoying.
True.
I am not. In fact, she said I was so annoying that she took my vuvuzela off me.
Good. Have you actually watched any of the football yet?
Ah, by heck.
Well, then you wouldn't know how darn annoying that is all the time, all the way through.
I used to sit here like egging on Coronation Street and Emmerdale with it.
I can imagine you would do. Anyway, boys and girls, if you just join us, it's a weekly sideways look at the news with some of your comments and the alternative news, as we like to look at it. A couple of hellos to start with. Hi to Simi, Maria, Dave, and to Lucia, Ravi, Michael, Terry, Steve, Katarina, Liam, another Lucia, that's a tall one, Dan, Gus, Michael, Mick, thank you very much indeed for all your comments. Hi to Steve Learman, who's over in I think it's Arizona, who says PFP is an entertaining listen, to say the least. You must have the same warped mind as us, Steve. That's all I can say. Jenna says, Eric, well done when you've lost some more weight. Do you know that? Can you hear that in the background?
What, is that you losing weight?
No, it's Petra.
She's losing weight.
Petra is talking so loud, it's on the radio. Unbelievable.
Go on, give her a good telling off.
I will do. I shall severely whip her later with a wet lettuce
You'll
leaf.
You'll severely what her?
I shall whip her with a wet lettuce leaf. You try saying that two times. Anyway.
And if you lose your temper, you'd be a whippersnapper.
Anyway, Jenna continues. Oh, this is going to be so painful. Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, ooh. No. I with Lee this week.
The missing word was agree.
Oh. Because when you're out ghost hunting in the dark, ghost hunters, it is exacting. It has atmosphere. Look out! See, the phone rang. You may even get communication and talk to an individual soul. I tend to find that after I've had a couple of beers, but that's another story. Jenna, thank you for that, darling. Thank you, Jenna.
I have a message off a friend of Jenna's for later.
Well, actually, I was going to say, Jenna, I think you are a wonderful person, because it's very rare that anybody agrees with Lee, but we some people just have to do it. So I do appreciate what you were doing there, Jenna. Being nice to Lee, it's a very, very, very good thing to do. Bless you.
Could I just set the record straight? I agree with me all the time.
Yes,
had a row with me.
Well, apart from when you're in your schizophrenic mode.
Oh, no, man, that's all right. It's two of us to look after then. That's really all.
Your turn for a couple of messages.
Yeah, Jenna's friend, Roger.
Hello, right? Roger.
Has written to us saying, hi, Lee. I always think that sounds like what you should call your house, isn't it? Hi, Lee. Anyway, I'm a friend of Jenna's.
Right.
I live in Bedfordshire. Does that mean he spends all the day in bed?
No.
I
was born in Bedfordshire, don't you know? Good
and
place.
He spent all his time in bed, isn't it? I worked in the entertainment... Oh, that's all right. I worked in the entertainment industry for over 30 years. Always listened to Postcard from Poprad. It's the best thing on a Friday.
Ooh, thank you, Roger. That's very sweet of you. I wonder what you did.
I have a quick one off. Can
I ask Roger a question? And hopefully he'll message us back. Roger, what did you do in the entertainment business? Because we'd like to know. Because I'm just nosy like that.
Yeah, I'd like to know that as well. If you're a pole dancer or a stripper, we don't want to know.
Well, we might do.
All right, yeah, we do want to know. In fact, whatever you did in the entertainment industry, just tell us you were a pole dancer and a stripper.
I'm sure some of the boys would love that. Anyway, carry on quickly, sir.
Yeah, Dorothy. Quick one off, Dorothy.
Hello, Dorothy. Hello, Dorothy.
Hello, Dorothy. I'm back on air, in quotes, finally. Listening again after my computer crashed for 3 weeks.
Do you know, I've often wondered about that. Don't you realise how bad some of the driving schools must be?
I know. If you crash your computer, it doesn't move.
I mean, surely, I've never seen a computer with wheels on. Where's the steering wheel?
Exactly, Dorothy.
Yes.
Don't be silly. Get yourself a car.
Anyway, sorry, Dorothy. She'll tell us off now. You're back.
Tell us, you've not told us off for ages, Dorothy.
No, glad you're back with us.
Dusty Letts. I'm glad you're back with us. We love you, Dorothy.
We do.
Right, we've got a Duke. We've got a message from the Duke.
Oh, I had one from the Duke as well.
I know. Did you read it?
No. I just got a happy birthday message from the Duke.
Do we not like the Duke now?
We do.
We'll come out with the Duke. Should I not read his message as well?
Well, yeah, you read it. You can have two guys. It's not a problem.
Right, you ready?
Yes.
It doesn't make sense. Duke, it's not English.
Probably not.
Oh, it's make, not make. He's written Mike instead of make. He means make. Make everybody laugh more than ever today. We all need it. That's off the Duke.
Well, I agree with that. Absolutely. Laughter helps everything. Dave Wheeler says, enjoyed the show. Hope the Queen gave you a wave. Ha, ha, ha. Good one. Marcus Gibson says hello to us as well. And still to come up in the programme, we mentioned it last week with all the vintage cars around that we're running around. Pete Miller's was there with me last week, and we'll bring you some of the sounds of those wonderful old cars in a little while. Don't go away for that. And we will have some football-ish.
Ooh.
We will.
Only if I get me Vavazula back.
I can't say it.
I can't either. I've got it written out phonetically on the screen here, but I still can't say it.
I like that. I love you. Anyway.
I've got a message off Linda.
Go on, then.
Have you finished messages?
Yes.
Right, I'll do this one very quick.
Go on, then.
Linda Cakebread. I'm a bit shocked at this, actually, Linda. I think you and I should be having words. It says, Hi, Lee. See, everybody's house is called Hi, Lee now. I don't know if you remember me. Linda, why wouldn't I remember you? You're one of my mates. You've been one of my mates for ages. It's just because I ain't spoken to many people.
I'm just thinking, Linda, mate, Linda. Did you once have some...
Don't be rude.
Stop it. Some relatives in a place called Henlow Village in Bedfordshire? Because I'd be really interested to know if you're... Because it's a very unusual name, Cake Bread. And,
it is, isn't it?
Yeah. And I was actually taught a lot about radio in the very early days by a gentleman who ran a wireless radio place, the old-fashioned style thing from the sort of pictures you'd see in the 1950s. It was a shop like that. And his name was Ernest Cakebread. And he was a wonderful man, and he used to sit for hours when I was a very small boy teaching me about radio and all the components and bits. And so I just wonder if you're in any way related to Henlow Village and the Cakebread family.
Cakebread's a very strange name, actually, isn't it?
It is.
Very greedy name, if you think. You either eat cake or you eat bread. You don't have a both.
Get on with the message.
Right, here we go. Hi, Lee. I don't know if you remember me. Of course I remember you, darling.
You've done that bit.
I just had to repeat it because you talked through the middle of my message. Are you ready? I'm continuing now.
Go ahead.
I was wondering, I've made a group Nude UK there, German. Huh? Linda, I can't read this because I don't know what you mean. Anyway, she's representing a group, I think, called Nude UK. And she's asked us if we'd play some of their music on air.
Can't.
Unfortunately, we can't.
We don't have a music license. Have you listened or been to their website? Is the music any good?
I haven't. I was going to do it, but then everything got in my way, didn't it?
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Linda, this is the deal. You should sell this to us.
Yes.
If we think, with some links to songs, that the band yes. you're representing is good. Lee and I will go away. We'll do a mini Eurovision on it.
Yeah, right. I'll do that.
And if you get more than nil point, we'll plug the website for you.
Yeah.
So that's the deal.
You so, just me and you.
Yeah, we are Eurovision. Well, because you're on the bit that's held onto Europe with the pipe, and I'm over here. That's the main part of Europe. So we'll be a mini Eurovision.
Oh, you're so partisan.
We'll do a mini Eurovision, and as long as you don't get nil point, we'll plug the website for you. How's that? That works, doesn't it?
That's the deal. That's the deal, Linda.
Moving on to football very quickly. Hi to Molly Brooks. She's in Greenpeace in London. Says, hi there. Molly always does that. Love it or hate it, there's no escaping the huge football tournament that's taking place in South Africa at the moment. We know that. We know that. Our expert correspondent, Lee Banks, he can tell you all about it.
Don't bring me into this. I'm not talking about football.
Molly continues by saying that you would have expected that Greenpeace would be a World Cup-free zone, given that it's not exactly environmentally friendly. I don't suppose it is, really. It does use a lot of a lecky, doesn't it? But anyway, they are getting involved. And they're trying to do their little bit for the World Cup and people that wouldn't normally be able to watch it. And they've launched a special Greenpeace giving virtual gift to celebrate the whole event. Solar-powered World Cup at £12, which is very good. Greenpeace do some good things, apart from some stupid things sometimes. Sorry, Molly, but you do. And what they've done...
I love you, Eric. I love you for saying that.
Greenpeace Africa is providing a solar viewing area in the village of Jericho in the northwest province of South Africa, which means...
This is really good.
This is really fabulous, which means the villagers who may not otherwise be able to go and watch the World Cup will be able to watch it on big screens entirely powered by solar panels. That, Greenpeace, is genius. That is genius.
Well done, Greenpeace.
Yes, we like that. But better than that, when the tournament's over, the panels will be used to power a local school, which is brilliant. Mm-hmm. And they've been coaching 15 teenagers in the local area who are helping with the installation of the solar panels, making solar-powered lights, which will help the village with the long-term energy plans as well. So they've got the youngsters involved, they've got the village involved, they're doing everything, they're helping the schooling. Greenpeace, that is absolute genius. And
I think it is.
As Molly puts on the end of it, not a coal-fired power station in sight. I quite agree. I think that's a really good one. Well done, Greenpeace, for that
Well done, Greenpeace.
Yes. Yeah.
I've got to say, go on, you've got something else.
No, go on, carry on.
I was just going to say that I said to Andrea last night about today. Is it today that America plays or England plays or somebody plays or Slovakia plays or somebody?
Slovakia played the other day. They drew 1-1. England,
I might watch that then.
England came equal because some butterfingers dropped. No, actually the ball is bad. We got that proven.
Who's playing today?
England!
England!
England! England!
England! England!
Well, that's providing you're listening today.
Anyway, so I was sitting here, so I said, England have played, somebody said it, and I said, I'd rather be on a desert island than watch it. Anyway, Andrea looked at me and she said, do you know what? If you were stranded on a desert island with one person in the world, who would it be? And I looked at her, I said, my Uncle John. She said, why? I said, because he's got a boat.
Ha, ha, ha. Was that in a Christmas cracker?
No, it wasn't in a Christmas cracker. It was in my head, and I shared it with you.
One of these two phrases could fit that joke. Tweet or twit?
Oh, yeah, on another one that I'm not allowed to say.
Tweet or twit? Actually, we've borrowed some of this from CNN, as reported on CNN. To anyone who uses Twitter, the word tweet is natural. I have to say, I bitterly objected to the term tweet at the beginning, but, you have to go with the flow.
It's still a bit strange.
It is. But don't expect to see it in the New York Times, because, like every...
I have very ambivalent feelings about this.
Well, like lots of newspapers, they're so totally out of touch with the modern world, which is why they don't sell
anymore. Don't you start. We had this discussion earlier in the week, ladies and gentlemen.
Someday, wrote Phil Corbin, the Times Standards editor, tweet, maybe as common as email. Phil, hello, good morning.
Hello, I'll be Phil. I'll be Phil.
Hello,
on
Phil.
Phil's behalf.
Come in, Phil.
You tell.
Come in, Phil.
Yes, how may I help you, Eric?
People don't email anymore. They send.
I do, and you do.
They send tweets.
Liar.
If you watch television, Phil, more television, even news, big news channels, more bigger channels than read your newspaper, Phil. They say. At Eric
Phil,
Wiltshire.
I'm not backing him on this. I think you're a bit silly for banning the word tweet from your... I think it shows somebody who's not quite in touch with the
real
modern-day
world
and what's going on.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think you should reconsider your situation. But I'm not backing Eric on that.
Apparently, the Times will stop using the word because tweet isn't standard English. That's from an American. And standard English is what we should use in news articles, he added. Funny that... Because he uses other words like louch.
That's louche.
Is that louche?
I defy you to say the next one.
Shibboleths.
That's not bad. It's actually shibboleths. I know what it means.
What does it mean then?
I'm not telling you.
Don't. No, don't tell anybody. Anybody who knows what it means, would you let us know? Because apparently, well, according to obviously the Times in New York, that's proper English, like what we don't talk. But there you go.
Shibboleths is a very onomatopoeic and charming and existentialist word.
And a translation is now available on your Google toolbar. Just hit the preference buttons for gibberish.
and I turn up.
But apparently the New York Times may keep tweet because it might be acceptable occasionally for special effect. No. Tweet.
No.
Let's just put this into tech context. There are local TV channels in Europe that have millions and millions and millions of viewers. And when you try to contact them, they will say at this or at that, which is how you contact them. Equally, more readers have mobile phones where they can send a Twitter message from their phone. It's flipping hard to do an email. So actually, sending a tweet is more common.
I despair. I understand what you're saying. In a way, I understand what our friend Phil Corbett is saying.
No,
and
don't.
If you'd have indulged me in my...
Indulge? Oh, no,
yes,
we can't.
Indulge me a bit.
No, we can't. We've got to go. Because in a couple of seconds' time, we are going to be listening to the interview we put together last week with our Pete Miller up in the Tatras in Stripski Plesso. And if we don't start now, we'll run out of time before we get to the break. So after this...
Let's
have a good break. Let's do it.
This is RTI, from the heart of Europe to the world. The station of the stars.
We're in Stripski Plesso, boys and girls, believe it or not. I'm with Pete Miller, who's all the way from Bratislava. And it's a vintage car rally, isn't it?
Put it like this, they're even older than you and I, some of the cars here.
That's got to be a miracle, absolutely has. There's everything from an E-Type Jag to a London taxi, which I've just driven up to. Stripski Plesso, sorry. Here we go again. It's not very good, is it?
No, there's a bit of a hill there.
Yes.
And it's 1912 vintage, but boy, isn't it in beautiful condition.
It's absolutely gorgeous. And I can't even tell you what it is. What is it?
No idea. And this is, you know, for a Brit living out in Eastern Europe, this is what is fascinating for me, because I'm seeing makes of cars that are not familiar to us in the UK. Now, yes, you've got the Jaguars, you've got the Austin Healeys, you've got... You know, some of the typical British sports car and there's two or three Rolls Royces and that sort of thing.
Yeah, but there's Lagondas here, there's AJS motorbike.
Yeah.
I used to ride one of them, Pete. Slightly gobsmacked, boys and girls, because if you remember the Avengers from many years ago on the telly, there's John Steed's car just arrived as well.
Bentley.
The old Bentley. It's absolutely fabulous. I wonder if they're going to drive it up here. This would be beautiful if they do. John Steed's Bentley is currently being started up, and he's got a Union Jack on the side of it as well. 2008, it was in Le Mans, in the Le Mans Classic, ladies and gentlemen. And it is in absolutely first-class condition. Super stuff. Been on the Steel Valley as well. British Racing Green, you just cannot beat it.
Yeah.
Absolutely fabulous. And it's still taxed as well. My word. It's got a British tax disc on it. Isn't that interesting as well? She's fabulous, sir.
Fabulous car. Le Mans Classic.
Hello?
Le Mans Classic. And Le Mans Classic.
Yeah, no.
This year, with car.
With you?
Yes, yes.
Chauffeur?
And pilot. This 2008. Hello? Yes. Yeah. This year.
Yes.
And 10. This year.
Fantastic.
In Giulio.
Endurance car. Yeah. It's a fabulous car. Yeah. Great respect, sir. She's beautiful.
Thank you.
You're very well. Where are you from, sir? Domo.
From Belgium.
From Belgium?
Belgium.
So you... Pardon.
You speak French, no?
Un petit peu.
Merci.
Yeah, I'm Eric. Je m'appelle Eric.
Eric.
Hello.
Ah, yes, Eric. Oui,
oui. Eric, pardon.
C'est un prénom français, c'est Eric.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I must remember my French against my Slovak.
That is the trouble. I tend to mix them up when I meet people from France. I start throwing Slovak words in, and then when I meet somebody from Slovakia, I start throwing French words in. I just get totally confused, and it's just another example of we Brits.
Yes.
You know. Thank goodness, English is the language of heaven.
Absolutely lovely. I just, if you're wondering where we are, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Skipski Plateau is in the heart of the Tatras Mountains, hence the noise. Because I was driving up here, my ears were going pop, because I can't actually remember how high above sea level we are. All we can see around us is huge mountains. Today it's just over 30 degrees down in the valley from here. So it's incredibly hot.
But there's still pockets of snow in the little gullies up on the hills. And we're right by the ski jumping.
That's the lunatic department.
Well, you know, I can understand when you've done it half a dozen times.
Mm.
But I think it's that very first time when you go off the end.
Yes. It's a bit too much. Yes, keep going. I'm with Pete Miller here. We're having a little wander around the rest of the cars. Fabulous to see the Bentley. Good old John Steed. I think the closest I ever came to that was a Sky Electric model. But up here, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Yeah. The Tatran, that was a model that was made pre-war here, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. I think that was. Yes, it was. But it's a beautiful old Jag here.
Yeah.
Mark II Jag. She's beautiful. From the Czech Republic. What a fabulous vehicle.
Yeah.
And she's got original paintwork on her as well. Because that's really smart.
Yeah.
She's really, really nice car. Let's see what else we got around. It's not, it is. It's a Model T.
Yeah, John Boy.
Here's a Model T John Boy car. Oh, sorry, I do like it. It's a Model A. Model A, not a Model T. Beautiful vehicle, though. Absolutely fabulous, isn't it? They're just all gems.
Yeah.
Absolute gems. Some more American cars. Quite a lot of American cars actually here, isn't there? But looking at the plates, they're coming from all over Europe, from Germany, as we heard earlier, from Belgium, the UK. It's quite a good UK sort of turnout here. Some from the Czech Republic as well, which are rather nice. And, there's a beautiful S-type Jag parked alongside an E-type Jag. Yeah. It just wouldn't be allowed in England. Yeah. Come to Slovakia.
It's a Healy.
Yes, a Healy. Pete, why do you do this?
That's a very good question. I sort of got hooked about 7 years ago in the days when I worked for another radio station that we won't mention the name.
A little one.
Well, we had a worldwide audience. That is true to say.
Yeah.
That I just went along because it was a story.
Yes.
like you do. And then I got offered for 3 years to drive a Morgan, that sort of classic British car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was a guy trying to break in onto the Slovak market with Morgans, and he lent me one for the rally. And that was absolutely fantastic, and I just hooked them.
It's just so nice to see them all in concourse condition as well.
That's right, and except for my old taxi, which needs a bit of TLC. But
yeah, but she's flat. Look, listen, it's World Cup week. There's a British taxi, and you've got the St George's flag splattered all over it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what I wanted something iconic British, as you can imagine. And it was either that or a Routemaster. And the double-decker bus, my wife didn't think it looked good beside the house.
I can't imagine why.
No, I can't.
Makes sense to me.
But I think there were also some electric wires, which might have caused a bit of problem.
Oh, OK, yeah, I can see that.
And what is great is, in a lot of the villages as we go through during the week, the kids are out. Because obviously it's a moving history lesson.
Yes, it is.
And, of course, as soon as they see the taxi, they can identify with that.
Yes.
Because Londonski taxi, you know, you hear. And of course, as an ex-school teacher, I always stop and have a chat with
him. It was really funny. Apart from the fact he hasn't given me the fare fee yet, boys and girls, we parked a little way down from where the vintage cars have all come up for the tourists to have a look at. And as we were driving up, everybody was waving at your taxi, Pete. It was amazing.
Yeah, they do. It's, I mean, I think they...
It's an old Jarrah. That's, I wish this was small radio, because it's the old two-stroke engine.
Yes. You smell it as soon as you hear it.
And it's actually kitted out with Mountain Rescue stuff on the side of it as well. Which will probably take somebody's ears right back to their youth if they're hearing that noise. It's a fabulous sound.
Yeah, we did have 1 year, well, he was here for quite a few years. It's not here, this a motorbike and sidecar. And it was the sort of it was actually... Rommel's troops had it in North Africa.
I know the one.
And it was one that had got a reverse gears as well as forward gears.
Yeah, yeah.
And he got that with a sidecar. And what was funny, he got a bottle of hooch in his sidecar, and he got a straw up.
not that we're invoking you should drink alcohol on the programme.
No, we're not saying that at all. But no. It is thirsty work, this driving.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's wonderful. We'll just have a little walk back
across.
This
is the president of the rally just walked past us. Well, Stano Glasser.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So he's the poor guy that organises all this, like.
Yes,
here.
Yes.
Fabulous. And we're just walking up to, well, what is another iconic vehicle from the UK. It's a roller.
What do you reckon that's worth?
Millions. I don't actually know, Pete. To be very honest, I'm such a loss as to what these vehicles are valued at, that it's very hard to say how much you pay for a vehicle like this, I suppose.
I was looking at some on the internet a few weeks ago, and they were sort of £40,000-£50,000.
Were they really? That's a lot of money. But having said that, it is a beautiful thing.
It's a classic. It's an absolute classic.
And, of course, you need a petrol tanker behind you to keep it going as well. And it's a Buick.
Yeah.
Blimey.
Buick 8.
A Buick 8 with a gas-guzzling engine that's circa 50s, looking at it. She's a fabulous vehicle.
47.
That wasn't that far. 3 years out is good enough, isn't it? Yeah, 3 years old. And inside...
The old bench seats, and if you've seen the old American films, this is where they did their courting, wasn't it? in the open air cinema.
I should imagine it's like driving a ship at sea, the way it wallows about. But it's a beautiful piece of equipment. Here comes the main organiser of the event again as well.
Classica, super.
From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.